Hello and welcome to Empower Others radio show. We hope that while you're with us today, you'll hear a relevant kingdom teaching or inspiration that will aid you in becoming your best you. Sit back, relax, and prepare to be empowered. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Empower Others. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Burrell, grateful and thankful to be with you on this evening for another relevant kingdom teaching. Tonight, our topic is, where are the ants? Where are the ants? Now, you know, it's picnic season, right? It's beach season. It's outdoor eating season. And one thing that we really are not appreciative of when we're having those events are ants. My husband complains, you know, even around the house. We don't want ants in the house. We don't want ants. Ants are not something that we typically are looking for. We're excited about ants being around. But tonight, I want to talk about where are the ants? Where are the ants? I'm coming from Proverbs chapter 6, verses 6 through 11, which read this way. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which, having no chief, overseer, or ruler, provides her food in the summer and gathers her supplies in the harvest. How long will you sleep, O sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to lie down and sleep. So will your poverty come like a robber or one who travels with slowly but surely approaching steps, and your want like an armed man making you helpless. Where are the ants? Grateful for those who have called in on tonight. Please come in the room. Join this conversation with me, because tonight what we're talking about is a lazy mindset. A lazy mindset. Now today, most of my conversations today have been focused around the mind. Our conversation earlier today focused about being mentally prepared. Being mentally prepared for what God has next. And so I was sitting here just now thinking, God, what do I say to the people? He said, encourage them. Because even as you shared about them being mentally prepared, some of them are being lazy. Some of them are not wanting to be accountable. Some of them are certainly being sluggard in this hour, not being attentive, not being diligent in the things that I've spoken to them. And he said, so Have that conversation. And again, for those who are on the line, please press 1. Come on in the room. You can help me with this. If you have a thought or something to share, I'd greatly appreciate it. I've been called a pusher by some. I consider myself also to be a pusher because I realize that sometimes people need that added oomph to get going. God bless you, Pastor Linda. Thank you for coming on in the room.
Well, thank you. Good evening. Yeah. Talking about the mind, huh?
Talking about the mind and how in this hour many people are sluggish, not like the ant who's being diligent and on task and getting things done. Not only is the ant intentional as an individual, but an ant is one who collaborates and understands the importance of utilizing the strength of the unit, where for many people in this hour, not only do we not want to be attentive and diligent in what we have to do, but we also don't want to collaborate with anybody to have someone else actually aid us into getting to that place that God would have us be. So this God is saying tonight, where are the ants? Where are the people who are ready to accept the responsibility, be attentive, be effective, and take that necessary push to get to where he wants instead of just being lazy in our thinking, lazy in our communication, lazy in our service, and all of those things and really take to heart what it is that God wants from us in this season.
Now I understand why you use the word lazy.
Yeah?
Just not. You know, I'm thinking of that commercial for the National Negro College Fund. It used to, their slogan was, the mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Yes.
Yes. And we talk about the battlefield of the mind and renewing the mind. So what we think, how we think, plays a very important part in what we do, what we say, what we believe, how we operate. So that mind, I'm just focusing on what you're saying about the mind.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, but it even goes today. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. But if, for those of us who are 21 or more, if we are not constantly engaged in reading, in listening, if we're not constantly engaged in those things, I don't know about you, but for me, I have a tendency to lose focus on words, like even, you know, little things. I'll lose focus because I'm not being consistent in the engagement. And so when the Holy Spirit is speaking to us to be engaged in God's plan for our lives, when we're not being diligent in that engagement, it causes our thinking to really get lazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard people say that the mind is like a muscle, or the brain, or, you know, and the more you work it, the stronger it gets, the more active it'll be. Like almost like we say a body in motion stays in motion. So when we work that thing, it becomes stronger. It becomes, it works better for us. I understand.
Amen. Amen.
So why is it that we don't do that, Apostle? I mean, what's causing us to just be lazy and not really
I think there are a couple things. Well, we've got another caller. Go ahead, Prophet. What did you have to share?
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Good evening.
Good evening.
When you asked the question for me, where are the ants, I think it took me in a totally different direction. You know, we do think of them as a nuisance when we're at a picnic or something of that nature. But what I visioned was, have you ever seen how diligent the ants are as they build that anthill, and how they each understand that even though their bellies may be on the ground, they operate with an intent and they operate with a purpose to get something done. You can see a line of ants going from place to place, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And even if something gets in their path, they create a new path around it so that their purpose is not impaired.
Yeah.
And so that, when you said, where are the ants, that is with me. It's like, where are the true diligent workers that are going to operate in the purpose that God has set for them and not be deterred in anything that they may come up against, but find a way to work around it to still be able to get the job done? So this is definitely a good topic of conversation. And again, it took me in a totally different direction. It is in that mindset of the ant. You know, it's like, wait a minute, I'm playing a role in this. I have a role to play in making sure my colony, my village is strong. And so I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure the job gets done. And I think that as believers, as Christians, as children of God, we really need to start thinking like an ant. I mean, be in your purpose, do what it has to do, but don't think that you have to do it by yourself. You know, he gave us families, he gave us villages to work within. He gave us and has allowed us to connect with people that will build us up, that will encourage us. And we need to stay in that vein so we can continue to press forward. So I just thank you for this topic this evening.
Oh, no. And please understand that you're in the right vein. because that's okay. ultimately where we want to go. We want to get to the understanding that with the ants, just as you said, they understand the importance of what I've been sent to do as an individual, but they also understand the importance of doing a collaborative work for the greater good
yes.
of the colony, of the body,
right.
of the family,
yeah.
of
right.
whatever.
Right, right.
And so when you have one, like you said, if you're watching ants, and it's crazy, because I can remember as a child to see an ant and they're going back and forth in a line, and I would intentionally put something in the way just to see what the ants would do. And whoever got to that whatever that detour was, they would make a path, and whoever was behind would follow them. They never stopped. They never went backwards. They just made another path, and they made that other
yeah.
path consistent as long as that barrier was in the way, but they never stopped. And that's what the Spirit
yeah.
of God is saying to us tonight, that we have to be so diligent and focused on what it is that He's called us to do, that we don't have an opportunity to get lazy in our thinking. We don't have the opportunity to start being distracted by what obstacles may present themselves, that we have to stay engaged. We have to stay
Amen.
Engaged. We have to be mindful.
Amen.
We have to be attentive. And we have to be led by the Spirit of God in all things. You can't tell me, God made everything, and you can't tell me that even the ants don't know that there is a God, that they, that they know how to instinctively move through things, that when if you put a group of people together to try to do what ants do, people would fail.
Yeah, the ants are serving their purpose.
Exactly.
They're serving their purpose.
Yeah,
they're
focused on what it is they're
yes.
doing. And,
but
you know, it's almost like they're
no.
not living for the now, because what they're doing, they're preparing,
for
what's
tomorrow.
To come.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it
yes.
is hard to get us as mankind, humanity, to move in that direction.
Right.
Because we're all concerned about
was,
ourselves.
Yeah, that's what our conversation was this at noon was, are we mentally prepared? Are we in a state of preparedness of mind to really be ready for what God has for us next? And even in this story about the ant, we see truly that the ant is prepared and working for what's to come. And we as a people, as the body of Christ, are not in that same predicament. We are not preparing mentally. We're not preparing spiritually. We're not engaging consistently. And so it's causing problems.
And I like what you said about them working collaboratively. They're working together.
Yes.
Everybody fulfilling their purpose, but bringing it together, working corporately. And you're
yeah.
talking about the body of Christ, and it really doesn't seem like we are together or in agreement with what it is God wants in this hour.
Well, and that's a couple different reasons, because you asked the question, Why are we not? Why are we not as the ant? Why are we not being intentional? And why are we not working together purposefully? And I believe that part of that is that there's a divide regarding what it is the Spirit of God wants. Some are really being diligent in seeking God for what God wants and moving in that direction, where there are many others who are doing what the status quo is doing and not really seeking the face of God. They're just doing what they see other people do, and it seems to be working, so they dig into that. We have to be intentional. I ain't even going to go there. But we have to be intentional. So what? I'm on the air several days a week, and I'm on the radio several days a week. Just because that's what I do don't mean that's for everybody to do.
True.
Huh?
I say true. True.
Yeah. Just because you can teach and sing praise and do all that you can do the way you do, Pastor Linda, doesn't mean that's for everybody to do.
Right.
Nina, you're a voice of reason. You can come into a conversation and flip the script, and nobody will even realize what took place, because you'll do it that quick and you'll do it with such a clean cut that they won't even know what happened. Everybody can't do what you do. They can't show up that way.
No, that's right.
Right. But you
and
know,
when we understand that,
that
and are able to acknowledge that, that helps us to really, I believe, step in what it is that God wants from us in this hour.
Yes, yes, yes. And when you understand, I mean, and you operate in that vein in which you've been given, you know, it everybody's vein is going to be different. But I think so many people often get caught up in, well, I want to be the top ant. I want to be the big ant. I want to be the ant that everybody sees. And that's not always the role that you were put in to play. You know, nobody wants to take the back seat of the action. Everybody wants to be in the forefront. But can't everybody be in the forefront? I mean, there has to be somebody bringing up the rear to make sure everything that's gone ahead or gone on before isn't lost or isn't dropped. Somebody got to be back there to pick up some pieces that may fall from the wayside, and nobody wants to be there. I mean, so we have to be willing to, you know, if you need to be the leader, then be the leader. But if you're told you need to step back and, you know, just step back and, you know, just fill in where you need to, then you need to fill in where you need to and not always feel like you need to be up front and the one that's getting all the accolades, the one that's getting all the actions. Because
Amen.
No journey is the same. My story is not like your story. My praise is not like your praise. My victory is not going to be like your victory.
Come on.
But it's still not one that you can diminish just because you don't like what you see me doing because you can't do the same thing.
Right.
I mean, granted, we were all created in his image, but we were all created with different talents. We were all created. I mean, we don't even all look alike.
That's right. That's right.
So if we're not looking alike, you can't expect us all to act alike.
Right.
Because we're all given something different to do. And it's in that, you know, we talk about this often, it's in that acceptance of who you are as an individual that then allows you to be the worker ant that he created us to be or you to be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, Lord.
That was good. Yeah.
Yeah, Lord. So, I mean, you know, again, where are the ants? If we look, and again, we're blessed because we got ants in our colony, ants that no big ant, no little ant, we are all ants working together, streamlining the assignments given to us by God, moving according to his plan. I bless God for that. We are blessed because there are a lot of people who don't have ants like that in their colony. They got the big ant and shut up, Valerie. I had to tell myself, shut up, because Holy Spirit brought something back to my attention. Where somebody wanted to paint a picture that I was a certain way, but I'm so not that way. Because I'm not about your title. I'm not about your status. I'm not about just, I'm going to love everybody the same way. And I'll disregard everybody the same way. God don't have no respect to person, and I don't either. I'm going to call true, true. And I'm going to call a lie, and that's just how I'm going to roll with it. I don't care what the title is. I'm going to love you the same way.
Amen.
But we have these instances where people who are deciding that because I have a title, because I have status, that I have to be in charge, like you said, Nina. But how often do we really understand the importance of the one that comes in last? Because like you said, they got to make sure that everything that came before them was in check. And I think that that's something that the enemy planted in man, that you got to be first, you got to be the top dog. If you're anything other than on top, you don't matter. And that's why people have this mindset of entitlement and this grandiose, because I drive a Mercedes, I'm better than you because you drive a Honda. Because I live in a gated neighborhood and you live in an apartment, I'm better than you. Because you clean toilets and I'm the doctor, I'm better than you. No, we all have a task to do. We all have an assignment to do. And they're not going to all be the same. But that does not give you the right to diminish someone based on what they've been given to do. Because what we do is not who we are.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And in positionally in Christ, we are the same.
We are the same. We are the same. That no sin is bigger than any other sin. No fault different than any other fault. we still have to stand before him, and we still got to have that conversation. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know you, or I don't. So it's not going to matter. He wants to know, have you been diligent in your pursuit of what I've called you to do? Have you attentive? Have you been working towards everything that I've called you to do? As the individual, in your community, as the body of Christ, where are my ants that want to move in the direction that I have navigated for them, understanding that the path has already been set and that the victory is already yours, but I need you to stay the course according to what I've assigned to you and get it done.
Amen.
And get it done.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord. We have a couple other callers on the line. Amen. If you have a question or a comment or something that you'd like to add, please press 1, as we do have a few more minutes. But I just wanted to share this with you all, because our mindset in this hour has to be on point. We don't have the luxury of just saying, oh, it'll be okay. Oh, somebody else will get it. No. If it's been assigned to you, then do it. If it's been assigned to you, do it. Don't wait for someone else. Don't wait and say, oh, somebody coming behind me and they'll get it. Oh, somebody else will pick it up. Somebody else will start the prayer. Someone else will start praise and worship. Someone else will teach. Someone else will. No, if you've been assigned to it, do it.
Do it. Amen.
Do it. If that's what you've been assigned to, do what it is the Spirit of God is saying to you. And be like the ant. Be busy about the business that you've been called to, so that you're able to get done what needs to be done in this hour. It's not hard, y'all. It's really not hard. It takes a made-up mind, a mind that says, "As for Christ I live and for Christ I die." Mm-hmm. It takes us dying to the flesh. It takes us saying, I'm going to crucify the flesh and I'm going to do what the Spirit of God is leading me to do. It takes just those things. It's not hard, y'all, to just trust Him. To just trust Him. It's not hard. I promise you it's not hard. It's not hard. It's not hard. So, I'm asking the question tonight. Where are the ants? Where are the ants? Where are the ants? We're welcoming you tonight. We're not trying to swat you away. We're not trying to smash you. We're not trying to spray you with no spray to kill you. We're welcoming the ants on tonight. We're welcoming those who are diligent in pursuing what God has called them to. We're welcoming those who have a mind to collaborate for the greater good of the body of Christ. We're welcoming the ants tonight.
Hallelujah.
We're welcoming the ants tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are about our Father's business. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Yeah.
Glory.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Somebody's going to think about this tonight. I know that they will when they listen to this message later on. They're going to think about this. And if you find that, if you come to the realization that you have been lazy in your thinking and lazy in your pursuit of what God desires, then go ahead and repent and make the decision from that point forward to change. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Make up your mind to change. You don't have to stay in that place. Just make the decision that no longer will I be this way. I'm going to be as the ant. I'm going to be diligent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go after what it is that God wants for me. I won't let anything get in the way. I'm going to work with my brothers and sisters in Christ. We're going to be stronger together, and we're going to get things done to make an impact in the kingdom here on earth.
Amen.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do.
Yes.
We're going to make a difference.
Yes, the hour is crucial. These are desperate times, and we don't have the time we once had.
No.
We just don't.
No.
We don't.
And so I think it's so critical for us to do that. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, sis. Amen.
Amen.
That's good, Apostle. That's good.
Amen. We bless God. I invite you all to join me tomorrow at noon. I'll be back for Lunchtime Inspiration tomorrow at 12. So join me and let's see what the Lord has to say to us and for us to start off our work week. I'm excited because I believe. I believe that he will give us just what we need tomorrow during our Lunchtime Inspiration. And I'll be live on Facebook tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. for Morning Motivation. If there are prayer requests, we invite you to send a prayer request in. You can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. You can email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. Please send in your prayer request, and our intercessors are on the wall Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 a.m. To intercede on your behalf. We're grateful that you joined us on tonight. We pray that something has been said to inspire and empower you. And we want you to just please pray for us as we continue to move forward in all that God has called us to do. Prophet, do you mind praying us out on tonight?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we come to you just giving you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father God, thanking you, Lord, that you have set in our hearts, Father God, a fire, Father God, to be the worker and that you have called us to be, Father God, knowing, Father God, that you have given us a purpose, Father God, you have given us direction, Father God, and we will gladly follow the direction that you have given us, Father God, even, Father God, when obstacles come in our way, Father God, we are able to listen through Holy Spirit, Father God, to navigate around so that we are not deterred, we are not turned away, Father God, and we will continue to press forward to the glory that you and you alone deserve, Father God. For those that have an ear to hear, Father God, Lord, that we pray that they just incline their hearts to you, Father God, that they are able, Father God, to allow the light that resides within to shine ever so brightly, Father God, because we know in times like this, Father God, there is more light that needs to shine, Father God. There are more that need to be drawn in unto you, Father God. And, Lord, we just pray that during this time, Father God, that they will do just that, Father God. They will surrender their lives, Father God, to the flesh, Father God, and they will truly allow Holy Spirit to be the leader in their God. Father God, we just thank you for the wisdom, Father God, that has been shared with us on this evening, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done this weekend, Father God, keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, Father God, traveling mercies granted to those that have been on the highways and byways, Father God. But, Lord, as we go to sleep tonight to slumber, Father God, we just ask that you blanket us in your love, blanket us in your care, Father God. Continue to cover us with your grace and mercy, Father God. And when we arise again in the morning, Father God, we will do so with that same fire, that same spirit, Father God, to continue the work that you have called us to do. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listeners, as always, we encourage you at the Empowerment Place. Every day, do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. Love and blessings to each of you. Have a great evening.
Bye.